A great pleasure to be able to speak here. Thank the organizers and all of you for coming. Today, I want to discuss with you a trivial idea. So the question is singularity resolution trivial? And I'd like to share my view that it is trivial. And I would like, it's a pity that I can't be in Waterloo, but I'd like to make this talk interactive, and I'd like to encourage you to interrupt. However, one issue is that I can't see you, so if you have anything to say, maybe you can speak out loud directly, or maybe you can let the organizers know and let them find a way to let me know, because I can't see you. Okay, that said, let me move right into the topic. The motivation is some standard results, classic results by Penrose and Hawking on singularities. The singularity theorems for classical space-time tell us that in black holes and in cosmological solutions, singularities are general. In the following sense, by singularities, they don't really mean, you know, some curvatures blowing up. That's not the content of singularity theorems. Their target is geodesic incompleteness. This is to say that, so if I follow a time-like path inside of the black hole, there will be a proper time along the path. When the space-time is singular in the geodesically incomplete sense, the path will terminate at some finite proper time. And at that point, the metric stops existing. So singularity in this definition, it's somewhere where space-time, the metric field, stops existing. Of course, this formed a motivation for people historically to look into quantum gravity, because here, classical GR says, I'm done. I can't give you any prediction anymore at singularities. You need to look at something else. And there are many non-trivial ideas about singularity resolution in quantum space-time. I'll just list some of them. If you read into loop quantum cosmology literature, you see statements such as, it's the discreteness of the loop variable that cures the singularities. This is to be contrasted with metric variable based theories, such as those cosmological models based on Wheeler-DeWitt equation. But there are other ideas, for example, in ideas about regular black holes, what one does is to add additional terms to the Einstein-Hilbert action, and then look for alternative solutions for black holes. For some of these solutions, singularities are gone. Yet another idea is to choose some final boundary states at the singularities to cure these singularities. Moreover, there are proposals to understand black hole solutions or cosmological solutions in detail, such as look into the BKL, chaotic solutions, and look for resolutions there. Of course, these are very non-trivial ideas. You need to learn a lot of things to understand them. But I'd like to present an alternative view, which is a trivial idea about singularity resolution. But the key is that singular space-times, they don't even belong to the gravitational path integrals. That's really the only idea. And here, the assumption is just that my quantum gravitational theory is described by a gravitational path integral. Pictorially, say this is your region of quantum space-time, and your theory is given by this partition function or a gravitational path integral, where G is some gravitational variable. It doesn't have to be metric. It could be, for example, spin foam variables we just heard about, could be areas, could be something else. And then in this path integral, you can impose some boundary condition, this psi at GB, where the subscript B labels the boundary. Here I'm missing a B. And now there are some even other generalizations you can have. So you can pick a theory you like, choose your variables. You can include meta degrees of freedom by phi. Then you just have another path integral for meta degrees of freedom. And you can include measurements or observations with a weight function W. For example, say you do a measurement that you see like a cup on your desk, and then you can describe this physical situation by some gravitational configuration G and vector configuration phi. And say you want to describe this measurement outcome and calculate its quantum amplitude, you will pick W to be one for all the field configurations compatible with that situation and zero for everything else. Now you can also have a mixedness in the sense of mixed states or mixed boundary conditions. For that, you need to do a double path integral. I'm not giving you the explicit formula, but this is possible. And then the following argument for singularity resolution I will present apply to all of these cases. I don't expect it to hold in general for all theories you can think of, because maybe you will define your theory with a peculiar path integral measure or peculiar action, and then the argument may fail. But I do expect the argument to hold for generically for many models of quantum gravity. Now the point is, GB, the boundary gravitational configuration, has to exist. So for all the gravitational configurations G contained in the path integral measure, GB has to exist at some codimensional one space or space-time, boundary configuration. This is part of your definition for the path integral. You need to specify what's to include in the path integral measure. Usually what we do is to specify space-time configurations that exist. Now we can ask, given a path integral measure, do singular space-time belong? My answer is no. Because if I look at some singular space-time, such as one shown here, the gravitational degrees of freedom do not exist at the singularities. Therefore, singular space-time don't even belong to the path integral. Now, this is the argument. This is really the whole argument. If these configurations don't even belong to your theory, then there's no need to worry about resolving them. So it's really a trivial resolution. Now, one might ask, maybe the whole black hole configuration do not belong to the path. What if I pick a boundary condition, this red line, very close to the singularity, and I just consider a portion of space-time below this point? Does this configuration belong to the path integral? Then yes, the restricted portion does belong. But then you are eliminating the singular part, which is above the red line. So again, there's no singularity. In this case, the universe simply ends before any singular behavior takes place. So here's a summary. I presented a trivial solution to singularity resolution. Let me give another perspective on this, of why there's a difference between classical and quantum spacetimes. In classical spacetimes, the theory is GR, general relativity. Here, what we care about is a differential equation, the Einstein equation. We solve this equation to understand the classical space-time. Singular space-times are solutions to certain initial value problems. So they do constitute an issue. On the other hand, we have quantum gravity. By my assumption, they're defined by a path integral. Here, what we care about is an integral rather than a differential equation. singular spacetimes do not belong to this integral. So they do not constitute an issue. I see that I can see the audience now. Is there any question at the moment? If not, let me ask two questions myself before the end of the talk. One question maybe singular spacetimes do not belong to the full quantum theory, but will they come back in classical approximations to the quantum theory? Because if I say want to understand the dominating configurations to the path integral, what I do is to solve for stationary points of the action. I vary the action and set it to zero and solve for G, the space-time configuration. Maybe for this classical approximation, singular space-times show up again. But the answer is no. And here's the difference between classical theory and quantum theory. In the classical theory, when I vary the action, I care about some initial value problem, say, then I will pick a portion of the total boundary of the quantum space-time region. And I consider the configurations Gi at this boundary. I fix some configurations as my initial condition and then vary the action. This way, singular solutions can arise because I'm not imposing no constraints on the future boundary. On the other hand, if I'm considering a quantum theory and its classical approximation, then because I'm doing a path integral, it's a space-time approach, I need to care about the whole boundary of space-time. Now the boundary configuration I fix is GB. It's this red piece. It encompasses the whole space-time region. And because GB has to be well-defined, I will not have a singularity boundary. So there wouldn't be a solution to the stationary point equation in the classical approximation that is singular. Another question one could ask is, what replaces singular spacetimes in classical approximations if I impose boundary conditions that's supposed to describe a black hole in our real universe. And I look for classical approximations. If the solution is not a singular spacetime, what would it be? The answer is that they're tunneling solutions. Right, so there's an analogy between a particle tunneling in say quantum mechanics, if you have a configuration with a hill and you have a particle starting at xi, you want to consider its probability of reaching xf. In a classical theory, if you start with zero velocity, you would never get there. But in the quantum case, you can have tunneling solutions, and at a classical approximation level, they are described by complex solutions, and that's the key. In the classical theory, you will not have complex paths, but you do the path integral and look for stationary points, the solutions are complex. The analogy with space-time is that, say, if you impose some tunneling boundary conditions, say for the cosmos, and solve for the stationary points, you will get that the solutions are generically complex. And you can try to do that for black holes as well. Impose an initial condition, impose a final boundary condition. Then you get, again, complex space-times as the intermediate classical approximation. And they're not singular. So I guess what we need to understand for future works is to make this picture more concrete and more quantitative, and to understand the real processes in our universe for black holes in terms of tunneling. And I'll end there, and thank you for your attention.
Hi, Jake. Can you hear me?
Yes, Jake. Hi, Jake. How are you?
Hi. Is it clear that the classical limit of this is or isn't like normal GR, other than that these singular solutions don't exist?
The equation of motion is GR, but the solutions, if they're complex, then that depends on how you understand GR, because in classical theory, we don't allow complex solutions. So my answer is that yes and no. I would tend to actually say it's not classical GR, although it shares the same equation of motion because of the complexness.
Makes sense, thank you.
And here, I guess the lesson is, in order to understand the real processes in our quantum universe, we need to enlarge the scope of GR to accommodate complex spacetimes. Maybe that's a better way to put it.
So I have two questions. The first is, I'm unhappy with your statement that the metric doesn't exist at the singularity, because in the end, what you would end up with starting classically is something which has infinite tidal forces and so on. But when you say it doesn't exist, it somehow seems to me that you have to exclude these configurations by hand from the path in general, which, I don't know, I find inconsistent. And the second thing is, I haven't understood. So you said it wouldn't apply to all theories, but in general, we do have information about the initial value problems of only very few theories. So what if somehow you start with a regular configuration, but your theory is such that you can produce a singularity even in bulk, then how is your problem well defined?
Thank you. Very, very interesting questions. First question, do I exclude singular spacetimes by hand in the definition? My answer is negative. I don't. For example, you can give me an arbitrary gravitational path integral that you like. All I ask from you is that you give me an explicitly defined measure. This dg part, you have to specify for me what are included in the path integral. You can choose your favorite theory, and then we can just take a look whether singular spacetimes belong. And what I did in the paper is to look at, say, quantum Regi calculus, which we heard about in the first talk. We can also look at causal dynamical triangulations. Once we look at this theory, we see that it's not we exclude anything by hand, it's that the theories are given to us in the form that they do not include singularities. Maybe you have some other theories in mind, we can check. And the reason for this is now going to the second question. The reason I say it may not apply to every theory is that I do not have a general proof. And I'm pretty sure that if one wants to be nasty and define a path integral that includes singular configurations, you can. Then the question is whether it's reasonable, whether these theories are reasonable. And I guess the second question, you mentioned some examples of maybe singular solutions. I didn't hear very clearly. You said there's an initial value problem for which there's a singular behavior.
I was thinking of theories where you just start with the regular configuration, you can evolve it into a singular one in the bulk. I'm not sure if I expect that such theories exist.
Okay, so good point. My understanding of the path integral is that it's not about evolution in time. It's about space-time. I look at not, you know, a spatial configuration at the initial time slice and evolve it forward in time. That's what I do in classical theory. In the path integral, I have to specify the space-time configurations from the outset. So if I want to define a path integral, G for each configuration in the path integral, you have to specify for me its space-time configuration. And already at that step, I have to know whether it's singular or not. In the quantum theory, there's no step as, you know, start with the initial slice, evolve it forward in time, and then this is a step for classical theory, not for quantum gravitational path integrals. I'm not sure that answers your question.
Yeah, partially. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Interesting questions.
Okay, if there is no other questions, just send me for this quick talk.